message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
And he has been the one that has been helping me. I want to appreciate him sincerely for his blessings, for his grace, and for all that he has done in my life, in the ministry he has committed into our hands, and of course in my family. I'm grateful to God for every one of you, those who have sent in messages, gifts and all that. God will continue to bless you in Jesus' name. I bring greetings from my lovely wife. Sooner than you think, she'll be back here in a matter of a very short while from now. Before you can think, you will be seeing her very, very soon. And we pray that the Lord will continue to bless the entire family in Jesus' precious name. In our, I think, is it how many years now? Going to about 14 years of being married. This is the first time I'm spending my birthday outside of her being available. And we are grateful to God for his blessings. You know, as you grow up in life, some necessities of life might make some things not the way you always have been doing it. As you are growing, when you get to our level, you understand. As you are growing, the responsibility of children, praise the Lord. The responsibility of children, biological children, and of course spiritual children, and their work sometimes might not make everything as perfect as you want it sometimes. But we are grateful to God for the blessings and for his grace. Thank you, Jesus. But I can assure you, sooner than you think, you'll be seeing her. Praise the Lord. Assessing a glorious relationship and marriage destiny. Assessing a glorious relationship and marriage destiny. The outline is quite long, so I'll be fast. I've also decided to cut out some things because of time. But I trust God that God will help us tonight in Jesus' name. We'll be talking about relationship particularly because this is a youth conference, but I'll be talking a little bit about marriage here and there. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Life is a journey. And you are not alive by mistake. It's not a mistake that you are alive. It takes so much to do well in relationship and marriage. And one of the very many areas of life that many don't really do well is this particular area for many reasons. You don't find a good relationship on the floor. You don't just pick good marriage on the floor. It's not like a coin or the naira note you just see on the floor. In the Western world, marriage and relationship has become like a principle of for better for stay, for worse for live. In our own African continent, relationship and marriage issue has become like a slavery of some sorts. That you see some ladies that I don't like to go into relationship with my life. It's as if I'm a slave. It's as if I'm in bondage. I don't really want to be in bondage. And it is so because many traditions has made it look like marriage is not a good thing. Relationship is not a good thing. God is the originator of the concept of marriage. He loves it. He brought about that thing. And when you are talking about marriage, you must start with relationship or what you call courtship. Courtship is the art of courting. That is being in a relationship before you go into marriage. So courtship, relationship precedes marriage. It is the in-between. That's relationship. Between when you agree to start what you call going out now and between when you agree to get married is that relationship period. It's a crucial period in the life of a man and a woman. And for everyone here tonight, you will not fail in Jesus' name. As a foundation tonight, I'll be speaking on some reasons, some wrong reasons to go into relationship or marriage. Some very wrong reasons why people go into relationship or go into marriage, which you must not do. Number one wrong reason for going into relationship and marriage is age. Aging. I'm aging. Your age is not strong enough a reason to just enter into just any relationship. If you rush into a relationship because of age, the life of a person can be damaged. You are growing old as a guy, or you are growing older, doesn't mean that anybody that just comes your way, either the person is an unbeliever, either is a believer, either is smoking ganja wee wee, either is he doesn't have testimony, just no. It's not a valid reason for marriage. Yes, there's a set time around the time you should get married, but if it doesn't happen at that time, it doesn't mean that you now become so desperate that anybody that comes, you don't even want to know. It's a wrong reason. Number two wrong reason for just going into marriage anyhow is family pressure. Don't allow family pressure to push you into the wrong relationship. Don't allow family pressure to push you into a wrong relationship or push you into wrong marriage. Allow God to guide you. Don't allow uncles or just anybody to just be pushing you. Don't you know your age now? Don't you know this one? That guy is my business partner's son. If you don't marry him, the contract that will change our life, he will not give us. So you are now the terms for contracts, happy? You have your own life, and that life must not be ruptured. Many ladies have gone into relationship and married because of family pressure. It's our neighbor's son. We rented flat next to each other, and we have been together for 15 years. Somebody must marry each other out of this block of flats. It's our policy. And then you remember that boy, that one there, that is the one you should marry. That's family pressure. Even pastoral pressure. You know, in some churches, it is pastor that we look at a girl, look at the lady in the choir, and immediately tie the lady with somebody and say, God prophesied that this person should marry. Jehovah. Yeah. And the lady doesn't like the guy. And the man says, if I'm your father, the work of a father is for you to move further. It's not for the father to tamper with your destiny. If you are a true child of God, you should hear from God. And when some prophecy comes, you say, sir, with due respect, this prophecy, my father, the Almighty God, who is the father of every one of us, sir, did not say that I should just. Family pressure. Number three, wrong reason is the need for housekeeper or house servant. This, my house is so big. I built house early in life. Why will a house be like this and there will be nobody inside to take care of my flower? To clean my kitchen? I will now be the one that will be throwing dustbin away myself? No, I should have somebody in the house that will be throwing away the dustbin. So this big house like this, nobody will be in the house to just clean this place. Your wife is not your slave. Your wife is not your slave. So getting into marriage is not to recruit a higher grade. They call them Omo Odo. Higher grade one. She's the madam, but she's just, you record you. The only thing she does is maintenance of the, you don't see any value else. That's not a good reason to get married. But after some time, when our eyes will open, I know somebody in Canada who married somebody from here. He was a medical doctor and was doing very well, was a surgeon, and took a lady from here to Canada. And she never did anything. She never worked. All her work is to bake for him and to cook for him. He liked a particular food. I won't mention it because you never can tell who is watching, who is not watching now. Because we are all over the world now. This internet, eh? Hey! Pastors, be careful what you are saying on here. Just say the truth. Just preach the truth. So, he just started treating her anyhow. And after treating her anyhow, and then she had babies and all that, and he just started to abandon her somewhere. So, her friends now taught her. Her eyes now open. He started dating the secretary, impregnated the secretary. After that, got another white lady, a Canadian. You know, he had two other girls. So, she went to court, and the court said, and she said, since I married this man, ask him, I was a graduate from Nigeria. He didn't allow me to work. He said he wants me to be taking care of the house. I just cleaned the house. Everywhere is neat in my house. Then the court said, all right, how much is the man worth? He said, okay, since you didn't allow her to work, she doesn't have any value. She said she doesn't want you again. Since you have married two other people outside, all the things you own, oh yeah, give her. Go and start all over again. I don't want to tell you the value of the guy. So don't marry someone. The day our eyes will open. Number four, wrong reason for entering in relationship and marriage is for material possession. A good car does not mean he's a good man. A good apartment does not equal a good comportment. God told me that 1:55 a.m. some days ago, and I wrote it there, 1:55 a.m. Having a good apartment, if you get to this guy's house, oh God, if you see the furniture, it's very soft, very succulent. The TV, the remote control is very good. Very modern TV. Smart TV. So the guy must be smart. Material possession must not be the motivation for you to say, you know, this must be a guy. I'm very, very sure. I know what I saw. Honestly, when I saw the person, I saw him. He just came out of a Prado Jeep. Black, tinted. And this is a black Prado, isn't it? He must be the best. Material possession should not be the primary focus or the focus for entering into marriage. Now listen, if a guy knows that your primary reason for wanting to marry him, he might marry the person. He might, or he might not. But if he does, that lady will not enjoy that marriage. Because he knows the motivation. That the reason why this girl is after me is because she has vowed to spend my money. You know that some ladies, they will say, I somebody was telling me some time ago that the girl said, if we start dating, you will spend, as he told the guy, you will spend, your pocket will almost go empty. Are you ready for that? Told the guy that. You will spend, Even if that is what you are still thinking, you know, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. That's why smart guys, when you first knew a lady, you allow her to pour out her mind. That's a wise guy. You allow her to pour out her mind. You know, when I first started dating my wife, I did as if I was just a normal guy. That was what I did. Because I wanted to know the motive. The little things at that time that God was helping me, I never mentioned it for once. For one, I just did like, I'm just a normal, regular guy. But when I saw that the motivation is not that one, then I said, okay, let us begin to move forward. But if I had smelled it, this thing, this person is looking for something. Run away. Because
Because a gold digger can kill. A gold digger can poison somebody. Number five, right? Reason, wrong reason to get into marriage is attraction only by beauty and handsomeness. Being attracted to beauty and handsomeness. It is good to look good. But beauty without godliness is ugliness. You will hear something tonight. Are you ready for it? It is good to look good, to be a six-footer, to be tall, to look very nice. Oh God, this is very good. But if there is no godliness, it is still ugliness. Don't be... Do you know that when we say devil, 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 people think that devil is somebody that has teeth like this. His hair is long like this. That's what people picture devil to be. When we say devil, devil, we are talking about handsome, beauty. You read your Bible very well in the book of Ezekiel, and when they are describing the devil, you'll be surprised. Beauty. I'm talking of outer beauty now, and outer handsomeness. Yes, it's good. I'll still talk about that much later in this teaching, about how to take care of yourself and this and that if you want to get married. But that should not be your motivation that, because the only thing you can see is that she's beautiful. We can go to party together. We can take selfie together. I can show her off on Instagram. With Instagram and Facebook be there in your house to help you to marry her when she begins to slap you inside the house. Will Instagram and Facebook be there? Don't be deceived by that. If that is your only motivation from wanting to date a person, wanting to go into a relationship, the person will miss it. She might not be a yo person like, but open your eyes. There is beauty behind that simple nature that you think is simple. There is beauty behind that lady that you think is not so, she's not loud now. She doesn't do all these things now. She doesn't do all, there's still beauty there. Not everybody has to just be like a like Christmas light. Number six, and I'll stop here. I have six. Wrong reason for marriage is traps. I'm pregnant. Or you are indebted to me. You bought some clothes from me from your graduation, CC. And since you have not paid, you must go into a relationship with me. Oh, I mean, you forgot that the clothes you wore for your graduation, I saw it, you put it on Facebook. You have not yet paid. As a result of that, either you pay now or we start relationship now. That's a wrong reason. Or your father is indebted to me. And then because of that, you are the one that will... No, that's a very wrong reason. Somebody say it is wrong. Or traps of contracts. Many of the ladies here that are into different contracts. Ushering jobs, contracts. You get contracts to usher in weddings. You get contracts for interior decoration. You get contracts of that kind of thing. They say, we will give you a contract, but you must enter into relationship with me first because of contract of 1 million. How much is 1 million? When you are a multi-billionaire in just small time from now. Multi-billionaire. You want to withdraw your money from any bank. The bank, they are running helter-skelter. The manager of the bank immediately hears like this. He says, I'm coming. He runs inside the toilet to go and poo-poo because you want to withdraw part of your money. Somebody will now say, because of small contract. You are just starting, oh. Hello? I say you are just starting. Don't use small things to destroy the future. Six wrong reasons why you must not go into a relationship or into a marriage. You will not be miserable in Jesus' name. Quickly, six right reasons why you can go into a relationship. Then I will go into the main message. This is just a foundation. Six right reasons why you should go or why you can go into a marriage relationship. Number one is when you love somebody genuinely. 1 Corinthians 13 verse 13. Now abideth faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of them all, which is also called charity, is love. The greatest virtue you can have is love. Seeing somebody, loving somebody, is one good reason why you can go into a relationship. You see the person, and you just feel, you feel a strong connection. You feel an in-depth connection. You try to forget about the person, but you can't forget about it, about him or her. You feel the love, and the love is genuine. It's not for his car or his job or his certificate that he's an engineer or he's a doctor or he's a pilot. You just love him. Number two good reason to get into a relationship is when you are companions, good companions. Genesis 2 verse 18. Because marriage is actually for companionship. God doesn't want us to be alone. Genesis 2 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. So when you actually see the person as, God made us in pairs. Male, female, male, female, male, female. When you see your own person, he becomes like your companion. He becomes like your companion. You are compatible. You are compatible. There's compatibility. Number three good reason is friendship. A friend is someone you know and love to be with all the time. You see, marriage is for friends. And I remember some time ago, Mama told us that if you want to marry, the person you are meant to marry is your friend. Somebody you like to talk with. Somebody that you like to communicate. Don't marry somebody you don't like communicating with. That's why I wonder when some of the people say they're in a relationship and for 1 week, you are not talking. 1 week, you are not talking. I told you that God spoke to me on something at 1:55. When I finished what I was doing, I still called my wife and spoke to her. So maybe that was around 2:30. Maybe that was the seventh or eighth or ninth time that day. Friendship. The person you are going to marry should be somebody you can, you even if you are not married, you just like to be the person's friend. You appreciate the way you roll together. The way you communicate. That's why some ladies, they want to run away from a marriage because the guy is like a stranger. Huh? Who is this guy? Huh? Which guy person this one be himself? Because he's a stranger. You don't know him. And he doesn't know you. May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. I say, may the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. It is on wedding day that some people begin to know they are the person they want to marry. It's on wedding day. Then the man will now say, I heard of one man when he and the lady got married, and when they got to a reception, he told her, said, you have entered it. What? You have entered it. Chai! You will see her. And as in from reception, he told her that you don't know anything. Number four good reason to go into a relationship is when you have peace in that matter. Peace of the Lord. You have peace every time you pray about him. Or every time you think about the matter scripturally, or you just feel peace. Listen, when you want to go into a relationship with somebody or you want to get married to someone, and you are always, your heart is always, anytime the person's name comes to your mind, bagam, your heart is panting. Hey, will I be able to cope with this? Because the first day you saw her angry, Shala Katograta Kadabaras. Years ago, maybe about 10, 11 years now, a woman came to my office and said, sir, this your daughter wants to get married. And I said, oh, good, that's nice. And mommy, congratulations, this and that. And then she started telling me about the plans of the wedding. They are members of that church. And I was the pastor. So, after some time, there was an argument, maybe on date or maybe venue, and the girl sparked for the mother. In my presence, I was seated there. You know, she just, mommy, you know, she just set her hand like this. Emma, don't, that is, don't put your mouth. I said, what do you mean? Ah, kill him, bami. Started, I kept quiet. And they wanted to do the wedding now in the branch of the church where I was pastoring. So after they finished everything, I said, I calmed them down so that they will not scatter my office. After that, mommy now said, hey, so then, daddy, back to what we are saying. So, the wedding day, so the time, let us go along with her. The time, I said, mommy, the wedding we hold, but not here again. She said, ah, I don't understand. I said, with what she displayed now, I can't do wedding for her yet. She's not yet ready. And that will take me to the next place on marriage, where I'll be talking about the four stages of maturity before you can think of relationship and marriage. I told her, I said, Amy, so they went to the senior pastor at the headquarters church. Daddy, so play. The pastor under you. He said that he cannot do wedding as a result of this. Then Oga called me.
Kuforiji, these people, what happened?
You said you are not. I said, sir, it's not phone matter, sir. I am coming now to come and see you. So when I got there, I said, sir, I can't do wedding. This is the matter. At hand, this girl, she's not ready for marriage.
He said, ah, what do you mean? Well, tell me the story.
After I told him the story, say, okay, now I understand. Me too.
Since you cannot do it, I trust your judgment. Me too, I can't do it here. Go back to your assignment.
That wedding day hold. Years later, I met her at a particular place. We're building a house and I wanted to check tiles. So I went somewhere to buy tiles and I saw her there. She was working, maybe she's working in a construction company or something. She came there and she saw me. I thought she would not greet me. She went on her two knees and greeted. Ah, daddy, hey. That leads me. I'm on number what now? Five. Okay, let me stop on that, on reasons to go into relationship. Let me stop on that. But okay, let me just take one more. God's direction. God's direction. When God directs you, God directs you. It's a good reason to go into marriage. God can show you in dreams, but that dream won't. Be careful. Because sometimes what you think of before you went to sleep is what will appear to you in your dream. I just was sleeping and I saw this guy. He came out in a white suit. I was also in a white gown. We hugged each other. He put his hand in his pocket. He brought out drink. Two. One for engagement, one for the... I say, oh. Before I knew it, I just woke up. Sometimes it might be the African magic you just watched. They now did the season two for you in your dream. But a lot of times, God directs us. Sometimes 2 verse 8, I will lead you, I will instruct you in the path which you shall follow. I will guide you with my two eyes, with my own eyes. God is a guardian. Sometimes 2 verse 8, he can guide us, he can lead us. And God will guide you today. You will not be misdirected. I say you will not be misdirected. I say you will not be misdirected. Did I hear you say amen? Did I hear you say amen? So,
because of non-availability of time, let's go to stages of maturity before relationship and marriage. There are some stages. Yesterday I gave you four very important keys when it comes to commitment. You remember very well when we talked about commitment? Can you remember? What did I say? Commitment to God. Commitment to family. Commitment to assignment. Commitment to impact. Tonight, I want to give you another four important things. Because four, you know, a table, most tables have four legs because of stability. You know, I want to give you four stages of maturity before relationship and marriage. Number one is spiritual maturity. An ungodly spouse is a calamity. Before marriage, it is good that both of you are born again. It is good that both of you know God. Can I say this? It is a man or woman that knows God that can actually love. Because God himself is love. When you say God, 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 another name for God is love. Can you just imagine how he's keeping us? How he's guiding you? How he's preserving you? Some of you are even here. Maybe you have not even seen your parents since this year started. Some of you are here. You travel all the time, guiding you on Okada. When you say love, God is love. So you must realize a man that can truly love a woman genuinely must have spiritual sense. Because when you don't have spiritual sense, you can misbehave to the highest level. You can misbehave to any level. Test that he's spiritually mature. Test it. Check him. Or push him into the issue of spiritual maturity before you can commit yourself to going to marriage. Number two level of spiritual maturity, of maturity stage that we're talking about, is physical maturity. A 10-year-old cannot be talking of marriage. 8 years old says, Mommy, I want to marry tomorrow. You will ask her, what's wrong with you? What do you know that's called marriage? Somebody can be 30 years and she's still not mature. So a person must be physically mature. Physically. In terms of body form. In terms of this thing. Physically mature. Before they can think of. Number three is emotional mature. A cry baby cannot be a person of marriage. The husband is the guy is crying with soprano. The lady is crying with alto. So when the children now come, they will now be crying with what? Maybe bass or something. Album. They will just have crying album. You must be emotionally mature to get married. Marriage is not for kids. It's not for kids. Not this one that people will enter into school 100 level. Say, what's your next vision for next year? Say, Pastor, pray for me. Before I finish this first semester 100 level, I want to get married. I say, Before you finish 100 level first semester, you want to get married? Okay, I wish you well, Stages. Life is in stages. Don't run more than what God is planning for you. Don't run ahead of God. Then say, God, I don't go. Be coming, eh? God, be coming. I've gone far. No. You have to build emotional stability to be able to carry the weight. So that when your husband gets a little upset with you, you just carry your bag because there's no stability. He comes back, battered, shattered from work. And then maybe he's saying something. He says, please, just let me rest a little bit. He says, what do you mean? Since morning you left, you came back, you don't know that women talk a lot. So you read the book, one of the books that we read that we are like parrots, we talk a lot. I've been waiting for you since morning to talk. He said, don't want to talk. Another one said, please, I just want my rest. Pastor said, if you rest too much, you will rust. See, Pastor said it, that we should not be resting too much. It is not time for rest. I said, I want to talk. If you come in talkative, no problem. Then the husband will just pick his key and leave. You must have emotional stability, emotional maturity, and of course, number four is financial maturity. How can you be thinking of marriage when there's nothing in your pocket? There's no job. How do you want to feed the family? How do you want to feed the children or the child that is coming? A person that is talking of relationship and preparing for marriage must have a regular income. Is there any lady here that plans to suffer in life? I tell you, it's not even any of my own daughters. None of them. So, you must have your job, stable job, or stable business that is bringing in something. God forbid that any of you get married and you go back to your parents' house to ask for something. Did I hear you say a big amen? I say, God forbid that you get married and you go back to your mother's house to please give you some salt or give you some beans. There should be regular income. My prayer tonight is that nobody here will lack in the name of Jesus. You need spiritual maturity. You need physical maturity. You must be matured in your body physically to be married. You must have emotional maturity. It's not everything you'll be crying. It's not everything you get angry over when you are in a relationship and in marriage. Just get angry. Say, my hobby is just, I just get angry. No! But what will make you angry in marriage is so many. So many. But you never lived together before, and then he comes back, throws his socks somewhere. And he's the kind of person that wears one socks for 2 weeks. So immediately he removes his socks, everywhere he's smelling. Now you say, no, my own dad was trained in UK. When he comes back, he has different socks. He uses one socks per day. Since you are doing this is rubbish. The house is smelling. What do you mean? And the guy says, you are comparing me with your dad. My name is different from your dad's name. I did not go to UK. I school in Nigeria here. Praise the Lord. Emotional, there is a way that you are matured. I say, this lady is mature for marriage. This man is mature for marriage. And of course, financial maturity. Tonight, I want to give us counsel on relationship and marriage. And I'll draw the curtain on that. I have so many. Wow. Okay, I'll just do this and then we'll go to pray. Counsels on relationship and marriage. Number one, counsel is be prepared before you go into relationship. Prepare your mind. Don't just enter into relationship and say, I do not even know how I enter this relationship. The same way the person entered, same way the person will rush out. I've seen some of our daughters here and in other places, other churches and other, some of them that pass from here and, you know, things like that. And I say, are you in a relationship? I say, no, sir, not yet. I'm not yet prepared. I'm not yet prepared. That's an honorable way to say things. I'm not yet prepared. I'm not yet prepared. My mind is not ready to carry that now. I'm doing something that is, I'm not yet prepared yet. That's an honorable way. Not that you just go into it. You just entered one relationship before. The thing had problem. Then all that he broke on Saturday, he just stopped calling you on Saturday. Then by Monday, you just met another guy. You started that again. Then you dated for 2 months. All of a sudden, he blocked you on WhatsApp. Then that was on a Sunday. By Monday again, you saw another person. You are not prepared. Let there be preparation. Before there can be manifestation, there must be preparation. Whenever you break up in a relationship, let there be a small interlude between you jumping into another one. Let there be a space of so that you can think over the mistakes of the past. Think of what happened, what could have caused this thing that it didn't work out. How did I even go into a relationship with this kind of guy in the first place? You look at it here and there, and then you correct yourself. Before you go into another, be prepared. Somebody say, be prepared. Number two, counsel that will help us in our relationship is be a friendly and a courteous person if you want to have a relationship and you want to also be married. Be friendly. When you are going, or let me start from here. Be friendly. Don't be a lady that is always frowning. Frowning causes drowning. Let me shock you. It is very rare to see a man that wants to marry or date a lady who is always frowning. It's very rare. Because when you frown, all your nerves, everything, the beauty just disappears. There's a young lady I know who was always frowning. So I called her one and I said, why are you always frowning? Always frowning, always frowning. And the following day I saw her. She's always smiling, laughing, always happy. All of a sudden, the girl that looked so ugly before now looks very beautiful. When you are always frowning, no, that's why you see. Guys don't like ladies who are always, it's as if all the burden of the world is on their head. What is the problem? Did you lose election in your state? What is the problem? No matter what the problem is, God is there to solve it. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make your request known to the Lord. Don't be a lady that is not friendly. A young man sees you and say hello. He might not even be the person that will go out with you or marry you at the end of the day or be in a relationship with you. But he might be his brother. He might be his sister. He might be somebody. Somebody say, hello. You look at the person like, you know, you can. There are some ladies, when they can look at you down and throw you up and throw you down. That you even said hello to me. Hello. Be courteous when you are dating somebody and the person says, oh yeah, let us go. Come and meet my parents. Be courteous. You find out the tradition. If, for example, the person is Yoruba, you are a lady, you have to go on your knees, the two legs. They will now be the one who says stand up in the tradition. Yoruba. When you see the parents that gave birth to the person you want to get married, you go down on your knees and I say, stand up. If you are a man and say, you are not the one that will first stretch your hand to your father-in-law and say, Baba, take 5 years. You are not courteous. You are not courteous. You stretch your hand to your father-in-law. Take, father. Father. Say, father, chok knuckle. Daddy, I've heard so much about you, Baba. Bobsy. No, one day, I told my wife this story. One of my daughters here, she's probably watching now. Most likely, because she watches us all the time. She graduated some years ago, but she's always following us all the time. And she's probably watching now. Called me, and told me, Daddy, I want to bring the guy that says he likes me. I want him to come and meet you. I said, fine, after Wednesday service. So after Wednesday service, the guy came. When he came, he entered. He had not even sat down. I rejected it in Jesus' name. But as a good father, I said, please sit down. After he spoke to me, I was disappointed in my daughter. I said, you can tell this kind of person to come and see me. So when she called me the following day, I didn't pick. She sent me text, I didn't reply. She called me, I didn't pick. She already got the message. So later, she now traveled from where she is. She came to Ilorin to come and see me. I said, I should come and ask you that. And that guy, as I said, I said, ask you. I said, I'm still praying about it. I'm still praying. When God answers me, I will let you know. Go back to your job. When God tells me, it wasn't long after that she now came to me and told me that it can never be this kind of guy, and told me some things, which I saw everything. Later on, she now sent somebody else. That was like almost a year or so after that. The guy had not even stood up from where he was greeting me. I said, this must be the guy. I saw it. He had not even said anything. He just said, I'm the person that came from. So, be a courteous person. You must learn courtesy if you want to get married. Number 3, counsel on relationship and marriage that will help us is to always dress well. Always dress well. A lot of us always think that guys want to marry girls because they open their body out. It's not true. And if it is true, it is not good guys. Who is the person that will want somebody to be seeing the panties of his wife outside? Who is the person that will want his wife to bend down like this? And it's like, I told you the story when I was in university, first degree. I went to the lecturer's office and we were signing course form. We don't use that much now. Maybe everything's online now. Then you will take course form, course by course. We went to sign course form and a lady came to sign course form and they share offices. Two lecturers per office. So a man and a lady and a woman lecturer were there. So I was signing with the man and the lady was also signing with the man. The other lecturer was sitting down. So when the lady bent down like this to sign, oh God. It was a film show. So the lecturer said, you made mistake. So we all looked and said, what? He said, this lady, bakuku besi taco, put it inside the lecturer's mouth. Let him kuku be drinking it. It was an eyesore. It was an eyesore. The purpose of clothes is for covering. All these skirts that is not up to 1 yard. It's not up to 1 yard. People will be attracted, it's true. Because they will see your laps. They will see your back. They will see how tight everything is. But it's not. When you are a serious person and ready for good relationship, you don't dress like that. Because the guys just want to fire. That's what they're interested in. Once they get to that land of promise, they disappear. You know, I promise you, I will tell you a lot of things tonight. What is there for them to look up to? They have already seen 50%. They just need the remaining 50%. After that, they disappear. Learn to dress well. When you are going to embassy, you can't dress anyhow. When you are going to for job in Total, in Shell, in other nice places that you want to work as a doctor, or not, you don't dress anyhow. Why will you be dressing to either to church or to your in-laws' house? And then you are. Many of the things we see on film that we copy, they are Raz. Most of us, we copy American stuff. I told you recently, maybe here or maybe somewhere else where I preached. A lot of us, when we watch films, especially American films, we think that almost everybody in America does that with the dress. It is not true. It is not. It's just a strategy for selling films. Yes, people dress like that, but very few. I tell you that sincerely. When you watch film, when you see all those things, this must be the latest dress. That is not how they dress. It's just in films that you see all those things. That's not majorly people dress like that, but not like that is the way they dress. No! Just look at their presidents. Look at their wives. Look at all those. You see how they dress decently. Dress well. As a man, stop dressing and you are sagging a good lady like all these my daughters. They will not want to. They just look at you. Why is she dabby? And she jarry le one by. Why is he looking like someone that just came out of prison? You drag your thing. Now they go, hey, what's up, babe? What's God? Just look at you and say, why are you looking like this? We are a big chain. You're walking like a dawn. It's just childishness. Time is going. I'm on number what now? Number five. We are going to number four. Look for somebody that possesses the fear of God. That is the beginning of wisdom. When you want to get married or you are looking for someone to get married, look for somebody that has the fear of God. The fear of God is very important. The fear of God. When a man doesn't fear God, there's no way he will not misbehave. That's just the truth. The absence of the fear of God is the beginning of immorality. Because once you don't fear God, you have like 1,001 options. That's why someone like Solomon in his own time can have so many wives and thousands of concubines. So there's some concubines that for 1 year he will not even sleep with them. Because there were so many. In every nation, women are always more than men. So one man like this, 10 girls, they can hold this. They say, we just want to bear your name. Oh, that's all we want. One man. So the guy that says he wants to marry you because you want to live long and you don't want witches and wizards to be pursuing you about, must be a man that fears God. Or else, it will add to your enemies. You yourself have enemy from your village before. Your daddy's enemy, your mommy's enemy that doesn't want you to do well. You now add a boy's enemy again to it. Hey, what's your pioneer? The fear of God. A lady that doesn't fear God, that does anything. Club girl. Is that the kind of girl you want? Every Friday night, goes to club, dancing. Kai. Dancing and doing like this, rubbing bum bum with somebody else's. That kind of lady. Number 5, counsel on relationship. I have about 12 here, but should I stop here or I should finish? Hold that. Let's go on. Number 5 is maintain good self-esteem. Don't bring your self-esteem low. If it's somebody that gave birth to you too, you deserve some respect. Hello. Especially ladies. Somebody gave birth to you. You are somebody's daughter and you are somebody's daughter. You have your father, you have your mother. Even if your parents are late, you have spiritual parents. There are some people in our church here now that they don't have parents. I'm their father. They don't have parents at all. Now, for everyone, by privilege, we are spiritual parents. But there are some people, they don't have father, they don't have mother. They see us as the father. So you they should treat you with respect. They don't be treating you like rubbish. You should have some self-esteem. Don't let anybody just treat you like trash. You are treasure. You are to be valued. No man is permitted to... You know, there are some guys or some men, they treat ladies as if they are so inferior. And people who are very close to me know I don't like it. Any man that I see that treats ladies as if they are nobody, I have a distaste for such things. It's not nice. A lady or a woman is called womb man. Womb man. She's a man, but she has a womb. That's why they call her woman. Womb man. It's a plus. It's not as if she's an inferior person. Hello. If you are clapping, clap very well for Jesus. So you yourself possess good self-esteem. Let me tell you this. You might have made some mistake in the past. Everybody has made mistake. So don't let anybody now say, hey, you made mistake. Hey, this one. Hey, this one. You made mistake. It happens. It has happened and it has gone. So that one should not demoralize you now. Say, So and you now begin to practically be licking the guy's foot because you want marriage. You are licking his foot. You're the one that buys shirt for him. You're the one that buys church card for him. You iron his clothes. You do everything for him. You are not yet married, though. You even carry bucket and wash his car, wash his tire. It doesn't show self-esteem. You can do a lot when you are married, but when you are not yet married, show that you have some dignity. Number 6, counsel on relationship and marriage is be a good person yourself. If you want to marry a good person, I've seen many people that will come to me, many in time past. Sir, please pray for me. I'm trusting God to get married. And when I see them, I say, who is the good person? Say, I want to marry this girl now. Who is the good person? A girl that currently more than 7 allergies are dating her. Different boyfriend, man friend, different kinds. So I want be a good person. Correct yourself. God won't give a good man to a bad girl.
Tell the story of one guy and the lady. They got married, and when they got married, the guy at the reception, when they were waiting to dance out, brought out a cigarette and began to say, brother, so, why are you drinking? What kind of thing is this? Say, you've not seen anything. The lady said, okay, no problem. Called her chief bridesmaid. Well, give me beer there, stout. And pop with her, pop the top, pop, and began to drink it. And he goes, you too. Say, you can see what you are doing. See what I'm also doing.
Balance equation. Oh, set. Okay.
If you are not a good person now, you want a good person, drop your bad habits. Drop it. It's a pity. I was telling Pastor Quay this afternoon, next conference, we will start early. We have so much to say, but time doesn't permit. And you people here, most of the time, you are not used to dragging things. You're not used to it. So we might have to extend it, because there's so much. Like, I would have wanted to preach now on habits. How to get new habits and drop bad habits. But time, you know, day. So let's go on very quickly. Be a good person yourself. Develop yourself. Drop any habit that is not okay. And of course, let me rush now. Number 7 is pray for your marital life and the life of others. Other singles. Psalm 37 verse 5. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Commit your ways unto the Lord. Commit your ways unto the Lord. Commit your marital life to the Lord in prayers. Don't just assume that your marital life will be okay. Commit it to the Lord in prayers. Commit it to the Lord in the place of prayer. Regular prayers, consistent prayers. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. It will bring to pass a glorious marital life for you in Jesus' name. Number 8, don't break anybody's home. That lady has suffered a lot in that house before she got to that level. Marriage of if ordinary 1 year is a lot of work. If you want to have a good home, don't break anybody's home. Don't deliberately go into a man's house and drive out the wife. And pack. We have heard many stories of that, of our relatives that does that. Their life is never okay. In my place, they say the cane that beats that former wife is still at the top of the cupboard to beat the one that just came in. You will still send that out too. Bring another one in. Don't be a party to such things. Don't break somebody else's home. Don't force yourself into another woman's husband's heart forcefully. Don't do it. Because what you sow is what you are going to reap. Don't do it. If you really want to have a good marriage yourself, it's very important. If they have issues, let them resolve their issues. If there's any problem, let them resolve their problem. Number 9, counsel on relationship and marriage for tonight is associate well with people. Associate well, or associate with people very well. Don't distance yourself from others. Don't distance yourself. Distance yourself from people who are not okay. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 6, there's no accord between light and darkness. But don't distance yourself from the church and from those that are good around you. Don't distance yourself from those that God can use to bless you. Don't isolate yourself. That's what I mean. Don't isolate yourself and like you are just alone in your own world. Serve the Lord with others. Join departments.
when there's programs, there's somebody I know. She wanted to get married, and somebody somewhere, she is a member of this church. Somebody somewhere saw her and liked the way she's always serving, and told her brother in Lagos, "There's a lady in our church. Oh God, she's very disfavored." And the guy met her, and that was it. It gives you a good testimony when you are even hiding and always alone, as you don't want to associate with others. It shows something is wrong somewhere. It shows something is being hidden somewhere. Associate well. And of course, number 10, we're moving towards the end gradually. Counsel for tonight is take your spiritual life very serious. Don't, because of your relationship, now kill your spiritual life. You don't fast. You don't read your Bible. You don't do anything on spiritual things. Just everything about your head is love. I love him. I love him. I love him. I want to see him. I want to see him every day. Maybe after school, maybe he goes go there. Go and sit down there. Weekly service, nothing. Vigil, nothing. You just doing is married, man. A good Christian man appreciates a lady who is very, very fervent in the things of God. One of the things that made me really know that my wife is my wife, and will forever be my wife. Let me tell you why. When she was single, she was a very, 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 very brutal prayer warrior. She's still that till now. Prayer! I'll see her at sports center, praying alone. I do like I didn't see her. Not once, not twice, not 10 times, several times. Sometimes we jam there. So yeah, this is the kind of person that can cope with a person like me. Take your spiritual life. We have had fast together. Many. 21 days, 40 days. Sometimes I don't tell her when I'm fasting. I will not tell her. She will pack food for me. I will carry the food from the house like I'm fasting. Because I know once she knows, she'll say, maybe there's something, a problem somewhere. She's already on the fast with me. So I will not tell her. Sometimes I'm in a fast for maybe on the 14th day or 20th day. Maybe something just happens. And then she now says, you're fasting. It has been on for 3 weeks now. How didn't I know? I'll be packing food for you. Because the food that we eat is much later in the evening. Because sometimes when we are doing long fast, like 1 year fast, 90 days, 70 days, one might not break at 6, can break at 4, can break at 3, depending on the structure of the fast. Different kind of fast. Your spiritual life must be on point if you want your relationship life to be okay. A guy who hates your spiritual life, who doesn't want any, when you are praying, you know, we have heard of ladies that when their men are praying, they'll be sweeping. Say, Satan, pack your load and go. Satan, is that the kind of person you want to marry? The person that will kill your spiritual life. And once your spiritual life is down, you are down. You are down. You can't get anything done because the spiritual controls the physical. So, ladies, develop yourself spiritually. Spend less time on that dryer. This dryer that is heating up all your skull. Spend less time. I'm not saying you shouldn't, because I talked about dressing well. I didn't say you shouldn't dress well. But when you don't dress well also, that's when it's another case entirely. There are some ladies that when you see them, they will knack different color, different color that doesn't make any. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying you shouldn't dress well. But don't let all your focus, anytime you want to come out, you read, you only pray for 3 minutes, but you spend 3 hours in front of mirror. You don't have any value for spiritual things. You don't have any value for spiritual things. That shouldn't be. As I begin to round up, number 11, and I'll stop at number 12, is read and learn from the Bible and godly books on relationship and marriage. Learn to read. Always read. Always read. Read always. Any area you want to have knowledge on, read. For example, we have a book on relationship and marriage here in the church, which I'm sure will be available after the service, which you can read. And more are still being written and prepared for publishing. And you can also go out and look for proven authors. Keep reading. Read the Bible. on that subject. It amazes me when people come for counseling. How many books have you read on marriage? They say, not yet. And you are getting married in 1 month time. Say, not yet. So I first give them 8 books. List. We are going to buy first. We will see next time. Once you don't have knowledge, you are gone. Knowledge is power. Read the Bible. Read books on marriage. Good books. By Provenotus. Our father in the Lord, Baba E. Adeboye. I was trying to look for one of his books he wrote on marriage today. I wanted to make a reference, but I was, because of the many things that happened today, you know, I couldn't really concentrate on that. Very books, very good books. Papa Bishop David Oyedepo has written several books on marriage. And many other proven authors are reading good books. So you can go there. Go and buy CDs on marriage. And learn. And of course, number 12, where I will stop tonight because of time, is contend and fight all negative family patterns that wants to stop your glorious marital destiny. Now listen to this. In life, many destinies are being fought from the spiritual realm. Many destinies are being fought from the spiritual realm. Delay in marriage, a lot of times people think that delay is because of maybe there's no guy around. Everybody is feared from heaven. God has feared somebody for you. If there's a delay, a lot of times it's a spiritual contention. I mean, by experience that we have had over the years, by God's grace and by God's privilege. Most of the time, it's a spiritual contention. So once you recognize it, once you can spot it, I can sense promise and fail. You know what they call promise and fail? Somebody will promise you, we will get married, and then it will just disappear. Somebody will say, let's start a relationship, and then you just see my money say, let's pause it first. He just said it yesterday. Following it. There's a spiritual undertone. So when you spot such a thing in your relationship or in your marriage, you have to fight it. Don't be a lazy Christian, no? My wonderful people. Don't be lazy. I've often said, when you are lazy, things will become hazy. When you spot that as a guy, it's time to get married, something is not right, you have to fight. When you notice as a lady, something is wrong, you have to fight. If you don't fight, the person can stay like that. I told you the story before and I round up. I know someone, one of my mother's friends, when we were young, or younger, because we are still young. That woman is so beautiful. She was a top person in a particular company. They gave her official car, 504. And she's my mother's friend. When she enters our house, everybody will be looking at her. Going to her, she never got married. And my mother told me years ago, as at that time, maybe about 10 years ago, that till date she has not gotten married. She even relocated from Nigeria, went to Obodo Oyinbo. Because she did not fight that contention. She was going to don't want to mention any particular church, but some one particular Orthodox church that is very, very long. That is very old. That was the church she was going to. They don't know about spiritual battle. They don't know about causes. They don't know about the forces of witchcraft that delay children. They will just say, "Oh yeah, go. All is well with you." And those things will do your own. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And that will be okay. There are sometimes you will see something. What kind of? I can see this thing in the life of my sister, elder sister. Next sister. Kai, this thing, Kai, the way the thing is moving like cobweb, and you fight. You fight. I would say we should fight the good fight of faith. There are some negative things. Once you spot it, you rise up in your spirit. You rise up in your spirit. And then you fight it. You fight in the place of fasting. 3 days fast. Just take a 3 days fast. 3 days fast. There are many.
There are very few battles that 3 days fast can solve. Good fast. Not 3 days fast that you are fasting and almost all the time you are on WhatsApp. That's not fast. Not fast that you are fasting that you didn't read Bible. That's not the kind of fast. Fast, you fasted. Fast, read Bible. Fast, read Bible. Fast, read Bible and pray. Fast. The thing we just say, okay, I can see that you are very serious now. Have a nice day. I'm traveling to another place. And tonight, I decree in the name of Jesus, every force of the wicked contending with you and your family be terminated in the name of Jesus. Can I have on the screen as I round up Galatians 3 verse 13 and 14? And I round up right there. We'll continue from here another day. Galatians 3 verse 13 and 14. Christ has redeemed us. Who has redeemed us? Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through Christ Jesus. Your connection with Christ is to escape crisis in marriage. You are not just in Christ for nothing. You must have peace of mind. Your connection to Christ is for you to be okay. Your connection to Christ is for your destiny to be okay, and it will be okay in Jesus' name. I say to be okay in Jesus' name. Every force of darkness and powers of hell contending with your marital glory be shattered tonight in the name of Jesus. Every power waiting for you in the future to trouble you, tonight they are hereby terminated in the name of Jesus. I declare peace concerning you. You will laugh concerning your marriage. You will smile concerning your marriage. You will rejoice concerning your marriage. Your parents will have cause to celebrate concerning you. Everybody will thank God for the kind of life that you are living. In the name of Jesus, it is done. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Please be on your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. No movement at this time. We are just about to round up. Wait to receive the final blessing. Wait to receive the final blessing before you exit. Wait to receive the final blessing. It's only in Lauren that people by 8 they start running here and there. Wait to receive the final blessing and then we can exit the auditorium. Lift your hands up to God and give Him praise. Give Him all the glory. Give Him all the honor. Thank Him for tonight. Give Him praise. It's worthy. It's worthy. Blessed be thy name. Give Him praise. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. You are worthy of our praise. Oh, you are worthy of our praise. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Mighty, 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 mighty God. Give Him praise. It's worthy. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Father, I decree that I will have and I must have a glorious marital life. No power can
can contend with my mighty glory. Lift your voice and pray. Everyone, pray, pray, pray. I want to see how much you love yourself now. Enina kota barade kele dozaza ele barado zegredegede zenglano zegedeza ela pakato abababa reketia barado zegledegedezi ile koziza rekete barado oziza krakaketele ebababa lakwasa gagaradia. Ah, you can pray. Pray very well. Lekwata nanene ketoza eredezi ebabara rakete balia pelate kezezi ebroko godoshi ezegeregede la prakota gadaya ala pragadazi reketo godo bragade ele babababababa la zegradoza ababarada zegredegede la prede ketoze gredegede ila babarada. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Can you give me just 10 minutes more? Is it possible? Just 10 minutes. Eh? Alright. You will say, Father, tonight I contend with any force of darkness contending against my marital glory. Lift your voice and pray. Contend with them. Destroy them. Power that wants to destroy your life. Ela bababareke kakoka adaradasa rate edere kokwa kakaradisha izazoza kragagadaya. Contend with them. Contend with them. Power that want to delay your destiny, contend with them. Power that want to misdirect you, contend with them. Power that want to lead you into shame, contend with them. Pray, 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 pray. Any power that want to contend with you, contend with them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say in the name of Jesus, every baggage of shame and disappointment and rejection that is placed on my life, place on my destiny, place on my marital life, catch fire, catch fire. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Baggage of shame, disappointment, baggage of deception, baggage of evil, place on my marital glory. Baggage of deception, catch fire. You baggage of deception, baggage of evil, place on my marital life. I contend with you tonight. Elika torede gegado bragadas, girato abara de kesiza, reketo gragaga, letwa dadare keteze gedia, ejaga. Pray, 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 pray. You baggage of the wicked against my destiny, catch fire. Jesus' mighty name we are praying. We'll sing this song and then we will prophesy and I will bless you tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Before we sing that song, all heads bowed and all eyes closed. Tonight, you have heard the word and you know that you want this blessing I'm going to release on you tonight. You desire that blessing. The blessed is always blessed of the better. You desire that blessing, but you know in your heart of heart that you have one or two things to settle with God. It's like you want to start with God again tonight. You want to start a new life. You want to drop the past. You just want a new life. Not that you are a bad person. You are not a bad lady or a bad guy, but things are just not right. You want today to mark a new day. 29:11 is a good date. In Jeremiah 29:11, he said, "For I know the thoughts I have towards you, the thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you a future and an expected end." God wants you to end well in marriage and in life. I want you to raise your hand if you want me. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. God bless you. I can see those hands. God bless you. God bless you. Lift it up above your head. Lift it up above your head. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. I can see all those hands. God bless you. God bless you. Lift it up very well. Be bold about it. I won't be able to call you out. There's no time. There's no time. Just lift it up and I'll be able to pray with you. God bless you. You want to start with God again. The mistakes of the past will soon be forgotten. You want a new life. You want a new life. A new life in Jesus. You want Him to bless you. You want peace in future. Yet, you want to settle some things with God. You want to ask God for mercy. Lift it up very well. I will pray with you. Also, you are watching us. I know many, many thousands are watching right now. You also want to do the same. Please, rededicate your life to Christ. Let us know on the email stated on the WhatsApp or text that you are making this decision. Now, lift it up above your head where I can see. God bless you. God bless you. Lift it up very well. You want to start with God again. You want to obtain His mercy. God bless you. God bless you. Ushers, I can see many more people. Give them the cards. God bless you. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? Thank you, Lord. Lift it up above your head. Thank you, Lord. Now, place your right hand on your chest. God bless you. All of you, I can see you. Many, so many of you. God bless you. You are not condemned. God did not condemn you. We can't condemn you. But we must come to Him for mercy. It is a must. Place your right hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, please forgive me my past. As your son, as your daughter, I have come to you. Please have mercy on me. Afresh, tonight, I declare Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me. Thank you, Lord, for helping me. In Jesus' precious name. Keep those hands on your chest. I want to pray for you, beloved. Father, thank you for these wonderful men and women, young men, young women that are rededicating their lives to you, those here and those who are watching us everywhere in the world. Father, bless them. Give them victory over sin. Give them grace to stand for you forever. Give them the grace to enter into a glorious future. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.